This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Republicans stump for support.
It's a whole new game here in New Hampshire.
Punishing dangerous weather.
Nothing's worse than ice on the road.
Defense Secretary's 911 call.
An aide asked the dispatcher to keep the emergency discreet.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Trump, DeSantis, Haley, all three major Republican presidential candidates will be in New Hampshire today ahead of next week's first-in-the-nation primary. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports former President Trump leads the polls in that state after his win in the Iowa caucuses.
I'm thrilled to be back with the people of the great state of New Hampshire.
Former President Trump sees 91 charges and 4 criminal cases against him as a political advantage.
If I didn't get indicted all these times, and if they didn't unfairly go after, I would have won, but it would have been much closer.
But the reaction among Republican primary voters here appears mixed.
I think I can overlook that. His policy is so important to me and what he's going to do for the country.
I'm done with the drama. We know that the nation is looking at us now, and we're going to turn out.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is urging voters to turn the page.
We don't want 2 80-year-olds to be our options.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants to slow Haley's momentum.
She does not have the ability to build the type of coalition that you need to win a Republican primary, period, much less take on Donald Trump.
There's bitter cold and ice from the Midwest on into the Northeast. It's also treacherous in parts of the South. And CBS's Carter Evans has more on the icy situation in the Pacific Northwest. Tens of thousands don't have power in Oregon.
Portland is covered in ice. The city's been hammered with strong winds gusting to 45 miles per hour, combined with up to a quarter inch of ice, weighing down trees and power lines that have knocked out electricity. In Buffalo, New York, the city pulled out its massive snowblower to make a path through the piles of snow that buried the community ahead of another 1 to 3 feet expected this week. Down south, frigid temperatures and icy conditions near Birmingham, Alabama.
My brakes slid and it was very scary.
At New York's LaGuardia Airport, half of the flights were delayed Tuesday and more than 25% were canceled. CBS's Nikki Batiste was there.
Many frustrated travelers have been stuck here at LaGuardia Airport. One woman told me she is on her third day of trying to leave New York to get home to her 6-month-old baby.
Frustrated. I was crying down at baggage claim.
I'm frustrated too. Handling all of it's been really stressful.
911 tapes are out from the day Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was brought to the hospital. CBS's Nancy Cordes says they reveal an effort to keep things hush-hush right from the start.
911, where is your emergency?
On the audio recording obtained by CBS News, an aide to Lloyd Austin asks that the first responders be discreet when they pick up the Secretary of Defense.
Can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
Yeah, I understand.
The call was made on New Year's Day after Austin developed severe pain from a urinary tract infection following prostate cancer surgery the week before.
He's alert and oriented. He's not confused or anything like that, correct?
Correct.
The secretary had not shared his cancer diagnosis with the president, and the Pentagon went 3 days without informing the White House that he was hospitalized.
Now overseas, correspondent Chris Livesay has the latest on signs the war between Israel and Hamas is widening. Pakistan blames Iran for an attack in its territory, and Houthi rebels backed by Iran are a persistent threat.
Houthi militants celebrating, even dancing, aboard the cargo ship they seized off the coast of Yemen in the Red Sea. Disrupting global trade and upending global stability. For months, the armed militants have been attacking merchant ships and the U.S. military there to protect them in what they claim is opposition to the war in Gaza and America's support of Israel. Hostilities are now boiling over into the greater Middle East, with Iran launching attacks in Iraq, Syria, and Pakistan in the last 2 days. Dizzying flashpoints that risk spiraling even further out of control.
The cost to overdraw a bank account could drop to as little as $3 under a proposal just announced by the White House. The change could potentially eliminate billions of dollars in revenue for the nation's largest banks, which are pushing back.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
A federal judge has blocked JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines, saying the union would reduce competition. The airlines are considering an appeal. There's new legal action stemming from the troubled flight that launched a wide-ranging investigation into some Boeing jets. CBS's Monica Ricks.
Several passengers have filed a class action lawsuit against Boeing and Alaska Airlines after a door plug blew off a 737 MAX 9 plane mid-flight. Attorneys argue the incident caused them physical pain, stress, and emotional trauma, some calling it a waking nightmare, saying they sent final text messages to loved ones during an emergency landing. The lawsuit accuses the companies of negligence.
Three police officers in Tacoma, Washington, who were cleared of criminal charges in the 2020 death of a black man will each get $500,000 to leave the department. 33-year-old Manuel Ellis was shocked, beaten, and restrained, face down, struggling to breathe. There's a bipartisan deal in Congress to enhance the child tax credit and revive some tax breaks for businesses. It would be paid for in part by ending tax breaks given to employers to keep workers on the job during the pandemic. Republicans in Congress are expanding their pandemic review, targeting a man at the forefront of the government's response, as we hear from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Congressional Republicans have been ratcheting up this investigation of Dr. Anthony Fauci, now retired from the federal government. If the public hearings they're planning for late this spring are any parallel to the 14-hour, two-day behind-closed-doors interview with Fauci last week, it'll focus on origins of COVID and the federal government's response to the pandemic.
The Guinness World Records people have suspended the title of oldest dog ever. It was held by a dog in Portugal that died last October at what was said to be 31 years old. Now there are questions being raised, including doubts from veterinarians.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Four astronauts are set to head off to the space station on a private flight later today.
Axiom 3 is the first completely privately funded space station flight. Dragon Commander Michael Lopez Alegria is a four-time NASA flyer making his second flight as Axiom Space's chief astronaut.
We're super ready. We're very excited.
He's a U.S. citizen but a native of Spain. His crewmates include astronauts from Turkey, Sweden, and Italian Air Force Colonel Walter Villaday.
It's a big opportunity for bringing industries, a scientific community, and the institutions in this new chapter of the space exploration, which is the commercial space flight.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
China's population fell by 2 million people in 2023 in the second straight annual decrease to 1.4 billion. It's blamed on the sudden lifting of COVID restrictions. Women are still having fewer babies, even though the one-child policy has been lifted. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.